Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Gina R. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Tuesday, December 4th, 2018. Today we are reading from the Big Book and we are at page 164 in the second paragraph with the sentence beginning, "But obviously you cannot transmit," through three sentences ending, "This is the great fact for us." Comments will be on those three specific sentences. Today's readers are 12 Steps, CJH, 12 Traditions, Brandy M. Our readers will be Sherry KB, Wendy B., and Kathy G. And our newcomer greeter is Melanie C. The reference numbers for Monday, December 3rd, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 12,254. And Tuesday, December 4th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time, 12,258. Here's the OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors, and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition, states, each group has but one primary purpose: to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask CJH to read the 12 steps. CJ, please press star 1. There you go.
Thank you. Good morning. Yes, the 12 steps. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. And thanks for letting me be of service, and I pass.
Thank you so much, CJH. I will now ask Brandy M. to read the 12 traditions.
Good morning. It's Brandy M., recovered compulsive eater. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for a group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are the trusted servants. They do not recover. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous to accept in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive reader who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such shall never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. And I introduced myself as recovered, but I'm actually working on being recovered, so I just wanted to clarify that. Have a good day, everyone. Thanks for letting me do service.
Thank you, Brandy. Okay, here's how our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two, and in today's case, just a few sentences, from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, please make sure you are not using a speakerphone and speak directly into your phone or headset. Then press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We're on page 164 in the second paragraph with the sentence beginning, but obviously you cannot transmit, reading through three sentences ending, this is the great fact for us. Comments will be on those three specific sentences. I will ask Sherry KB to begin reading.
Good morning, everybody. This is Sherry KB in Northern California. Very grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. Thank you so much for your service, Gina, and everybody on the line. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. And I'll put myself on a timer. Wow. These sentences are very powerful. You know, we left off with, if our own house is in order. But if my own house is in order, I can't transmit something I haven't gotten. And to me, what this is to get recovered. This is to go through the Big Book with a step guide and to work the steps and to go all the way through to step 12. Then I can pass it on to someone else. If I don't have it to give, I can't give it. And part of that, not only working the 12 steps, because it helps me to get unblocked, to connect with my higher power, I need to continue to cultivate that relationship with my higher power. I need to see that it's right. What that means to me is that that I'm no longer running the Sherry show, that I'm not trying to do God's job. I'm only trying to do God's work by carrying this message, to work in the steps and to live in the steps and to be useful to others and to have God in my life on a more personal level than I ever have before. And through the years, I've cultivated a relationship with God, but what really, really just full speed ahead is when I got into this particular book, because I do believe it's divinely inspired, that I started having a very deep relationship with this power greater than myself that I live with on a daily basis, that it keeps growing, you know, and it keeps teaching me and helping me to grow in love and understanding of this, not only this program, but of course of my higher power and that relationship. And because of that, things have changed so much in my life. My attitude and outlook on life has changed so much. And great events come to pass, such as, you know, working with others and, you know, seeing people start out in a certain way when I start working with them. And just seeing their transformation as we're going through the work is amazing. and honestly my own transformation that I have seen and continue to see. And, you know, for me, when I was face down the food, it never worked. It always got worse. And when I have been face down in this book and working the steps and living in the steps and being of service to others, it gets better and better and better. And it keeps, you know, that artichoke keeps, I keep peeling back that artichoke to get to the heart of things in my life. And it is a great fact for me because that's what has happened. It's a fact, and it can be a fact for you too. This is, you know, I remember when I was going through the steps, I thought I wasn't going to get this thing, and I would call people going, I'm so afraid I'm not going to get this. And they'd say, Sherry, if you just do this work and you follow the directions in this book, you're going to get this thing. Anybody can do it, and so can you. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you so much for getting us kicked off, Sherry KB. Okay, the lines will now be open if you would like to share on these three sentences. Who would like to share?
Jackie A.
Lisa J. R.
Marissa. I heard Jackie
E.
and Lisa.
Donna.
Marissa.
Kat K.
Cindy
Kat
G.
K.
Kathy
Cindy
G.
G. Kathy G.
Cindy D.
All right. I got you, Cindy. All right, let me tell you who I've got. I like to keep it around six or seven in the first grouping. Jackie, I didn't catch your last initial, but Lisa J.R., Marissa E., Donna B., Kat K., Cindy D., and Kathy G. Jackie, please go ahead.
Oh, good morning. Thank you. This is Jackie H., and recovered in Colorado. So glad to be here. What a beautiful book this is. What a beautiful fellowship this is. And if there are any newcomers here, just hang out here because there's some strong recovery in these rooms. And I can attest to that because I had a transformation doing these steps and being in these rooms. So anyway, lovely to be here today, but obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. I was pretty full of concepts. I have been most of my life. I would hear something that sounded kind of cool to me or pretty, and I would just adopt it as a concept, and I would throw it out there and try to teach people. The problem was it wasn't my experience. It sounded good, but I didn't have anything of real depth. I just had a bunch of concepts to throw out there. And as a result of doing these steps and having a transformation of my own life, I have something rich to turn around to give. And I gladly and freely give what I have now. And as I give it to you, I get it back. I get to keep it. If I don't give it away, it will vanish. It will dissipate. And so today I'm thrilled to give what I really, really have. And I get to see transformation in myself, in other people. And I'm happy today. I have a peace today that I used to only dream about and think about. And I could talk about it, but once again, I didn't have it. So today I have that peace. I experience that peace. See to it that your relationship with him is right and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact. And I get to see that today. And I get to have, I have this higher power that goes with me wherever I am. Whatever I'm doing, sometimes I may not be aware, and I don't have to call for this higher power to come from somewhere because it's right here in my being, and I get to access. I just get to acknowledge you're here. Be with me today. Tell me what to say. Tell me to whom to say it. Where do you want me to go? I have a new life. I'm 71, and I feel more energetic, and I feel more alive than I ever, ever have. And it's a result of a spiritual awakening that I had as a result of these steps and of the kindness of somebody giving this to me. And then I get to turn around and give it to you. Thank you. God bless you all. I'll pass.
Thank you for your good timing there. Okay, Lisa J.R., you are up next. You're going to be followed by Marissa E. Please go ahead, Lisa.
Ah, thank you so much for your service, and good morning, everybody. Lisa J.R., gratefully recovered from Baltimore. You know, I like to backcountry backpack, and I relate that to see that your relationship with him is right. And I use a compass when I go in the backcountry because you can't always see, you're not always walking on a ridge, so you can't always get a point of reference to follow. When you go down in the valleys, you know, you have to rely on a compass. And I took a class, and it was a great illustration for me for program. This Green Beret taught us navigation and how to use a compass. And he had us look at our compass, true north, and line it up on the map. And then he said, put your compass away and walk to what you think is true north. So it was only 100 yards, but most of us found at the end of 100 yards that we were 30 degrees off. And we really thought in our own power we were making a straight line. And I was amazed that I was so off. But that kind of being off will get you killed. And God is my compass in this program. And if I start living on self-reliance and self-will and pull away from my higher power, I'm going to be more than 30 degrees off. I'm going to be back in the food and potentially dead in a short time. So, you know, part of what's keeping me alive is working in the bookends, acknowledging step 1, 2, and 3 every single morning, and then living in 10, 11, and 12 every single day. And that symbiotic relationship with my sponsees that keeps it fresh and alive. If I don't keep this program alive and fresh, it's going to wither and die. If it becomes rote and I stop working with people and I stop making outreach calls, it's just going to wilt. So I have to keep working with others. They feed me program as much as I could ever feed them. And it's just a beautiful thing. So I have to draw close to my higher power, and part of working with others is doing that. And I'm just so privileged to be here with you guys today, finishing up this this beautiful chapter. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Lisa J.R. Okay, Marissa E., you're going to be up next, followed by Donna B. Marissa, please go ahead.
Thank you, Gina. This is Marissa E. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater outside Los Angeles. One thing that I did with my step guide was I just, you know, kind of self-assigned when I was studying the book with her. I would read something and I would say, oh, we saw that on page 3, right? Or I read something in a different chapter. I'm like, oh my gosh, that was back in More About Alcoholism, right? Like, but because of my disease, right, because of my alcoholic mind, I do have to be told the same thing over and over and over again, right? So here's this line. This is the great fact for us. And on page 25, and there is a solution, it mentions this great fact. And it says, the great fact is just this and nothing less, that we have had a deep and effective spiritual experience which has revolutionized our whole attitude toward life, towards our fellows, and toward God's universe. The central fact of our lives today is the absolute certainty that our Creator has entered into our hearts and lives in a way which is indeed miraculous. Life has commenced to He has commenced to accomplish these things for us when we could never, what we could never do by ourselves. Right, so here I am, right, entirely abstinent, probably a week or two in reading this, right, and now here I am, 3 months later, entirely abstinent and reading this, and this is the great fact of my life, right? I have had a profound and effective spiritual experience, and I was talking to someone on Sunday, a fellow who I talked to on day one. Right, on day one, I was calling women, you know, asking, are you available? Are you available? Are you available? And a lot of them were full, right? And they lovingly told me, keep calling, keep trying, you're gonna find someone. your higher power is going to lead you to the guide that you need, and you're going to get that spiritual awakening, and you are going to have freedom from compulsive overeating. And I'm so, so grateful that these women, right, had experienced this paragraph, that they could tell me and that I could believe them, right? This is the great fact. It's not, someone said on the earlier meeting, it's not the great hope. It's, you know, this is the vision for you, but this is the great fact of this book. It's going to happen. It's guaranteed. And I'm just so grateful that I can give that now. So with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Marissa E. Hi, Donna B. You're next. You're going to be followed by Kat K. Please go ahead, Donna.
Hi, this is Donna B., compulsive overeater calling in from Denver, Colorado. Thank you so much, Marissa. See to it that your relationship with him is right. That word right, I know for me, as well as others that I've had the opportunity to work with, that word right seems to be synonymous with the word perfect, seems to be synonymous with everything being as it should be, exactly as I think it should be, you know, at the highest level of perfection, without doubt, without any contradiction or gray or messiness. And so I'd like to go back and read from page 85. It says, much has already been said about receiving strength, inspiration, and direction from him who has all knowledge and power. If we have carefully followed directions, we've begun to sense the flow of his spirit into us. To some extent, we've become God conscious. We've begun to develop this vital sixth sense, but we must go further, and that means more action. And that that paragraph comes right between the conclusion of explaining the process of step 10 and right before explaining the process of step 11. So this is not at the beginning of the steps. This paragraph, these directions, come at the point where we're getting ready to launch out into a continued practice of maintaining a relationship with a higher power. And just before we're getting ready to launch out to carry the message and to work with others and to carry the hope that is in this book. And in that paragraph, I hear so many words like begun is twice. To some extent, not to a total extent, we must go further, and that means more action. So I'd like to just encourage for myself and for those that are like me that this doesn't say we have nothing to transmit until everything in our own lives is perfect and we have a complete and total understanding of a higher power, and we never doubt what God can do for us in our lives. This comes for me as a part of being on a path of continuous learning, of, in a sense, always being in the beginning. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna B. Kat K., you're going to be up next, followed by Cindy D. Please go ahead, Kat.
Hi, Kat K., recovered compulsive overeater. May I be heard?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Sometimes I don't know if I unmute correctly. Anyhow, thank you for such wonderful shares this morning. We cannot transmit what we don't have. I think about, and I was reflecting on this and shared on the earlier meeting yesterday, that this page is, when I came into a vision, this page is where we were. And I was like, oh my gosh, I've been through an entire cycle. And I've worked with several people since then and through a vision. And my experience of this book is constantly changing, as in I see more and more come from the text every single time I review it. And it makes my understanding of this program and the benefits I get from it greater and greater every single time I go through it. And every single person that my higher power sends me to do this with adds more and more pixels to my picture. You know, if I use a painting analogy, the picture becomes brighter and brighter and fuller and fuller. And everybody my higher power sends is just exactly who I need at that time. And my life is just so fulfilling as a result. And it 100% keeps me very much in line. And very similar to some of the shares I heard, understanding that working this program doesn't mean being perfect. I remember being newly recovered and working with someone and feeling like, well, I can't possibly be sponsoring because I'm not perfect and I don't do this perfectly like my own sponsor and so on and so forth. And I idealized what it meant to be recovered. And I just have to do my best every day and continue the action and keep on coming back and being honest, open, willing, and willing to change and willing to live in discomfort, because that's the reality, is being comfortable for me did not lead me to recovery. And it actually led me to relapsing for 3.5 years while attending meetings, like 3 meetings in person a week. So that to me was not working. But I just wanted to share and give hope to those who are in the food that just keep coming back and doing, keep coming to the book and keep on coming back. And I remember when I relapsed, I was like, who can I work with? And God put a name in my head. I called them, they were available, and I've been recovered. So it's doing the work. So anyways, I just wanted to share my story. And yeah, thanks for letting me share. Have a great day, everybody.
And thank you, Kat K. Okay, Cindy D., you are next, followed by Kathy G. And before Cindy goes, I'm going to let everybody know where we are. We are reading on page 164 in the second paragraph, the sentence beginning, but obviously you cannot transmit. We're reading through 3 sentences ending, this is the great fact for us. Please go ahead, Cindy.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. This is Cindy D., gratefully recovered in Texas. And I love what I'm hearing today, and much like others have shared, every time I reread the big book, I get something new. And every time I work with a new person, I also experience different pieces of the big book in different ways. And today, when I read See to It That Your Relationship with Him is Right, it's just a good reminder that that's work every day, staying in conscious contact with my God, and that great events will come to pass for me and countless others. And I remember speaking with one of the new people that I'm working with, and telling her when she first called me that I was a new sponsor, that I had recently recovered. And I got a little fearful that that might scare her away, that maybe I didn't have that much to transmit. But as we started working together, I found that we had a lot that we could relate to each other about and share, and that God gave me the words and God gave me the direction that I needed to work with this person. And, kept saying, the promises will come true. The book tells us it is a fact. And I just love that it says it is a fact. And, when I think back to when I first came back to program and I was going to face-to-face meetings, I would hear, this paragraph read at many meetings. And I would wonder what the fact really was. I wasn't clear. And so when I got my beloved sponsor, and in her wisdom, she worked with me and guided me through the steps, I keep going back to page 29 with the end where it says, yes, I am one of them too, and I must have this thing. That was the fact for me. And I'm so grateful that all of you are here, and I have my fellows to reach out to continue to guide me and give me their strength and their hope and their experience, and that through that I gain experience, strength, and hope that I can then share for other, with others. And thank you. That's all I have for today. I pass.
Thank you, Cindy D. Okay, Kathy G., you're next. And then after Kathy, I'll take some more names. So get star one ready, especially if you're a beginner. We'd love to hear from you. Not a beginner, a newcomer. Or a beginner. Kathy G., please go ahead.
Thanks so much, Gina. Good morning, everyone. It's Kathy G., recovered compulsive overeater in Illinois. And welcome to all the newcomers. And thank you, everyone, for all of your insight today. Always learning so much on this line, and I appreciate it. I love these couple sentences. I got a picture as we were reading it of a lamp sitting on a table, and I thought I could look at the lamp and know that it is capable of transmitting some light. But if the lamp is not plugged into the outlet, it's just going to sit there. And if the lamp were improperly plugged into the outlet, or if something were wrong with the cord, the light might be coming on and off, but it wouldn't stay on. And I thought it just reminded me of my own recovery, because I was in OA for many years, but I wasn't really in the book, working the steps as written. And I wanted to transmit things, and I had a little bit of light to transmit, but I didn't have the fullness of what was offered in this book, because I wasn't fully plugged into the power source. And if you flip to page 45 of the big book, it says that we had to find a power. Oh, well, it says lack of power. That was our dilemma. We had to find a power by which we could live, and it had to be a power greater than ourselves, obviously. But where and how were we to find that power? Well, that's exactly what this book is about. Its main object is to enable us to find a power greater than ourselves, which will solve our problem. And that has absolutely happened for me. And it can happen for you, too, if you do what the book says. And as it says in the second sentence we read, and see to it that your relationship with him is right. And these great events will come to pass for you and countless others. And how exciting that is, that this can actually happen for us. And it's interesting, too. In the first line, I thought, if your own house is in order. And I thought, as I look on the first floor of my house right now, as I'm standing here, I could cry with joy, because it's beautiful and order keeps creeping in. The more I invite God in, the more order creeps into my life, the more manageable my life becomes, and the more I am able to transmit. So thank you so much for the time this morning. Lots of love to everyone, and I pass.
Thank you, Kathy G. Okay, I've got time. It's time to take some more names. Who would like to share on these three sentences?
MJ. Anne
Marie M.
Reggie. I heard MJ, Reggie O.
Wendy M.
Julie E.
Wendy M.
Anne Marie M.
Beatrice
O.
Anne Marie M. Okay, Andy, that's going to be it. I think I'm going to stop with Beatrice. Okay, hold on. Here's who I've got: MJM, Reggie O, Wendy M, Julie EB, Anne Marie M, and Beatrice O. If we have time, I'll take the others, but I think this is going to be a full complement for the rest of today. So, MJ, please go ahead, and you'll be followed by Reggie.
Thank you so very much. MJ from Arkansas, 12 weeks into OA, and I really want to thank all of you, because I heard both sides of a coin, and it was beautiful. I am new to the program, so I am recovering, and it's such a pleasure to be able to know that I'm not ready yet, because I don't have all that I have to give, but I'm getting there, and I'm excited to do so. So then the flip side is, but what do I have to give? And I know there's a big book. I know I have a great sponsor, and I'm excited to tell others to get a sponsor. And I know that there's vision for you, and I have the phone number, but I have exuberance. I am alive. And when I walk into a meeting, if everybody who's been around for a long time, maybe they're not Maven, I've got energy and I'm excited. So I guess what I want to say is I may not be recovered and have recovery to give, but I'm on my road and I do have some stuff that I can give to others. And I'm excited for that. And I thank you, all of you, so very much. And God bless. Pass.
Thank you, MJM. Okay, Reggie O, you're next, followed by Wendy M. Please go ahead, Reggie.
Yeah, thanks, Gina. This is good morning, everybody. This is Reggie O, and here in outside the Los Angeles area, or in the Los Angeles area. And you know, I sitting here listening to people day after day, and especially this morning, which is what we're doing. It is so humbling to me to listen to the wisdom and the beauty and the message that comes through. That comes through you, everyone who shares on this program. And looking back at the beginning of this paragraph, I saw something this morning that I haven't seen before, and it was just a new understanding for me. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. I used to wonder, what's that about? You know, it has all these things that we must do. There are, you know, a lot of must in this book. But this says our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. And since I've been in Vision, which is a little over 2 years, I've gone through the book with Vision about 2.5 times. And the quality and level and insightfulness of the sharing, it's amazing how that, for me, has grown in listening to people over the past 2 years. And that's people who have been in for a long time, gone through the steps. That's newcomers coming in. There is just something that continues to grow. And every time I read almost a sentence or a paragraph in the big book, I learned something new. And I thought, God will constantly disclose more to you and to us experientially as I read the same thing, as I work the same steps. They're new every day. And C2 hit that your relationship with him is right, which is the purpose, you know, the power, the great reality deep inside of us. That is the purpose of this book and this program, is to find a power, as Kathy was reading, greater than ourselves, and to develop a relationship with that power. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact. And this, we're at the end of step 12 here, and you know, I can't transmit something I haven't got. You know, I have to work the steps. I have to have a transformation. That psychic change is talked about in the spirit, the experience. But and as the woman, I just so appreciated the woman who shared before, 12 weeks in, but I have something I can give. You know, I've not done the steps, but I have something I can give because I've been here, because I am here, and I continue to come and do this day after day. Great events will come to pass for me and countless others if my relationship with God is right, which speaks so beautifully of step 12, because part of my relationship with being right with God is that I pass it along. You know, I take the gifts that I'm given here and I pass it along to others. So my own relationship with God not only makes a difference in my life, but it also makes a difference in others' lives if I look at it like that. It's just so beautiful.
Right.
And I'll pass for that.
Thank you so much, Reggie O. Okay, Wendy M., you're up next, followed by Julie E. B. Please go ahead, Wendy.
Yes. Good morning, Wendy M., recovered in Boulder, Colorado. Thank you, God, for entire abstinence. This program, my fellows, Gina R., just the gratitude can just keep going. So what I want to say is about transmitting something I don't have, right? So before program, I was just a big fat love.
Wendy, can't hear you. Can you press star 1 to come back in? Okay, I don't know what happened to Wendy. Julie E.B., you want to jump in, and we'll grab Wendy when she gets back.
Yeah, this is Julie E.B., gratefully recovered in Colorado. And see to it that your relationship with him is right. Wow. So, you know, I had an understanding of a God, but that God was always talking to me like I learned to talk to myself, saying, you're never enough, you're not good enough, why bother, you're just going to disappoint people. And so that was my relationship to that God. And so I hid from that God, and I avoided that God. And it's pretty incredible to me that through the gift of this program, it's been simple but not easy. What is my relationship to that God? That God is not me. Simple, not easy. Price had to be paid. The destruction of ego. I have to move myself still daily out of the center of life and place my higher power at the center of life, because my higher power is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love. That is not how I rule the world. That is not how I speak to myself. And that is not how I'm of service to others. When I try to play God, I'm trying to fix, manage, and control. So now I just want to tell everyone that's new, there's so much hope and there's so much extra time, not only because I'm out of the food, but there's extra time in my life every time I put down the desire to fix everyone else and everything else around me and just appreciate and enjoy graciousness, mercy when I mess up, patience that's slow to anger, and just the abundant love that is there waiting for me, that does not listen to all those voices in me that say I should be ashamed and there's something wrong with me. So I'm just so grateful. I'm humbled every day, and I'm praying every day that God will remove my defects of character so that I can be a better service. Thanks for letting me share. And I look forward to hearing Wendy next, hopefully. Thank you.
Okay.
And I pass.
Thank you, Julie. Okay. I think I heard Wendy on the line. So, Wendy, you're up. And then Anne-Marie M., you'll come after Wendy. Wendy,
yeah,
let's
hi,
try
Gina.
This again. Okay.
Yeah, Wendy again. Hi. I'll be quick, you guys. I love God. God just makes me laugh. Calls drop. So what I was trying to say is, you know, I used to transmit stuff that just wasn't true, actually, because I was afraid to tell you that I didn't know anything. And what I do know today is what I can transmit, which is my experience. I have no opinion on anything, but I do have a lot of experience. I just went through a divorce. I have a kid. Anyways, and so these things, these troubles that I've gone through become these brilliant, brilliant treasures, because I get to hand them over to people who are also suffering in those exact same ways, whether it's the food or people, places, and things. And that's what I know today, that I have that experience. We all have experiences that get transmitted that are so helpful. When I call someone and say, how did you do codependency with the food? How did you do this, that, and the other? And they can tell me that is the greatest gem that we can pass along to the next person. And it feels so great that all of that, maybe not suffering, but difficulty, challenges, can become these gems, you know, these beautiful gifts that we give to the next person. And I have to say that my heart is just so much in great compassion for people today, because I've gone through quite a bit of pain lately. And so that's what God gives me, is a larger heart, a more compassionate heart, where I can transmit a message that's going to be useful to another human being. And that is the greatest gift of this program. And it is the greatest fact is that God exists. And the greatest fact is that why wouldn't I plug into God? God is an infinite power, infinite light, and infinite love. Why would I go for this teeny little self, Wendy love, Wendy power, versus God's power? Like, why wouldn't I go for the infinite? Why wouldn't I go for that? And that is the answer today. And every time I let it go and give it to God and say, I don't know how to do this, God, but you do. You can show me. It's always, always, always the best plan. And it's not Wendy's plan. It is God's plan. And it's not my program that I transmit. It's the program, right? And that's what I've learned through the Big Book Study and Vision for You. And if you are having a rough ride today, please call me. I'd be happy to help. Okay, take care. Thank you very much, Gina R.
Thank you, Wendy M. Okay, Anne-Marie M., you'll be next, followed by Beatrice O. Please go ahead, Anne-Marie.
Hi, this is Anne Marie M., a compulsive overeater, gratefully abstinent through God's grace. And I, too, wanted to share on the sentence, be sure that your relationship with him is right. I often, I think that's my biggest obstacle is walking away from him or not acknowledging him throughout the day. I do great with my morning meditation and at night thanking him for the day. But during the day, I somehow forget. And so by listening to others and how they share their experience with keeping God as, you know, the number one in their life really helps me out a lot. And I love it when in the big book where it says that you know, these people in the big book that their relationship with God has become the most important thing in their life. I really, you know, I strive for that. I have to strive for that, and it doesn't come natural to me. So that's something that I always need to work on. And I also agree that, you know, I believe we're all God's children, and we all have something. God doesn't make junk. We all have something to share. And I remember it was quite a while ago, I was talking with somebody on the phone that, you know, I called a newcomer. And I started talking. I was just explaining a lot of stuff about the big book and sharing all my knowledge. And then, you know, my ego somehow got in the way. And I thought, my gosh, she's going to think that I'm perfect here. I better let her know. I don't have that much sobriety, abstinence. And so I said to her, I just want to let you know that I only have 52 days of abstinence. And she said, There was silence on the phone, and I thought, oh, gosh, she must have hung up on me. Only 52 days, you know. And I said, hello. And she said, I wish I had 52 days of abstinence. And, you know, I'll never forget that, you know, just having one day for someone is a miracle. It's a miracle for me anyway. One day is a miracle. So I'm grateful for today that I am abstinent, and it is through God's grace. Nothing that I did, believe me, I've tried everything. Nothing that I did could get me abstinent. So I appreciate all the shares I've heard. Thank you. I'll pass.
Thank you, Anne-Marie M. Okay, Beatrice O., you're next. Please go ahead.
Okay, this is Beatrice. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, this is Beatrice from Los Gatos, California. And the part where it says the answers will come if your own house is in order, you can't transmit what you haven't got. I thought that when it said your house has to be in order, I thought that before I could really transmit anything that my house had to be in order. That means my kids had to be behaving. My husband has to be a loving husband, and I have to be doing good in my job. I don't think I ever had or thought that I had what it takes to transmit something, but I know that for me today, it's my soul and my spirit and the God in me that I transmit. I know that Bill B., he finally said, I stood in the sunlight of the spirit. And he said he was catapulted to the fourth dimension and that he must turn in all things to the Father of the light who presides over all. And I feel that I do have my house in order, but I have to keep it in order. I have to stay, if I want to stay in the sunlight of the spirit, I have to seek God every day. My spiritual condition is something that I have to renew every day. It's more than just a commitment. It's a way of life. And I think that's pretty much it for me. I just retired, and I have the gift from God to spend 2 to 3 hours in the morning reading, journaling, praying, and participating in this meeting. And I've surrendered. I was afraid of saying that I was recovered because I've been abstinent so many times. But I'm not afraid anymore. I don't have that false fear anymore, and I can say, hi, I'm Beatrice, and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. And I can stand on the truth that God lifted the hand of this disease over my life. Thank you.
Thank you, Beatrice O. You are our last share today. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Wendy B. please read A Vision for You?
This is Wendy B., recovered in Arizona. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as we trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you.